Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America! Hello, world, and welcome to the Tuesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, two great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite. Now, a special shout-out goes out, as always, to our active-duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort to keep us free and safe. And let's not forget to everybody that's out there working on the Third Watch right now, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially our over-the-road truck drivers. And you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, Parler, Getter. Don't forget you can find us on Twitter at Captain's America. And our website is simply the Captain's America Third Watch.com. That's the Captain's America Third Watch.com. Go over there, take a look at it, and check out all the different things we have over there. Alrighty, starting off the program, as always, from California, it's the one, the only, the professor of politics, Kyle Warren.
Hey, thank you, Captain. Good morning, everybody.
Yes, they're out on the porch. We've got a big crowd here. I have no idea what's going on. Both the hotels out back, the parking lots are full. So it's not baseball. There's no baseball. I don't know what it is, but oh, well, it is what it is, right?
Right.
All right. Are you ready to say the pledge?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance.
I pledge allegiance
to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic
for which it stands
one nation under God indivisible with liberty and justice for all. And of course we always emphasize those two words, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Kyle, before we get to the caller that's on the line, I want to set the pace for the evening. Russian President Vladimir Putin yesterday said that Russia will now recognize the independence of the separatist states, Donetsk and Luhansk, those regions in eastern Ukraine, which some Western officials assert would give Moscow the pretext that they needed to send in the troops that they've sent. We don't know how many have gone in there, but we do know we've seen tanks go in there. We've seen armored personnel, carriers go in there. We've seen helicopters flying into the area, and that's where we're at right now.
Well, that's right, Captain. And those separatist movements control about one-third of each of those territories. Now, where we could see something really escalate is whether or not Ukraine will try to do anything about Putin and his forces going in and controlling those other two-thirds. That certainly can be the flashpoint. But overall, this appears to be, at least from Vladimir Putin's speech yesterday, seems to be the very beginning of this pretext in order to go in to these two areas and then also perhaps into the larger area of Ukraine. One of the things that President Putin did at that time was to pretty much, and as I was listening to the speech, it appeared completely clear that he was essentially laying the foundation for the idea that Ukraine isn't even really a thing. It's not even really a, it's not a nation. It's not a country in his view. And so, therefore, how could he be invading anything? He's just taking back what's supposedly his to begin with, as it were. And so the speech that we heard was incredibly, incredibly scary, only in the sense of what comes next or what can come next.
Well, this is the Republic of Donbas, the two little provinces, Donetsk and Lugansk. But what it gives him right away is it gives him oil, it gives him gas. And it gives him a seaport.
That's right, because it's there on the Sea of Azov.
Mm-hmm.
And exactly right. And, of course, it's also being done on the idea that, well, there are Russians there and so forth, and you know, we have to go in and help them and so forth. Doesn't this sound eerily familiar, Captain, to back in the 1930s where Germany under Adolf Hitler had said, I just want to go in, just give me the Sudeten German territory of Czechoslovakia?
There was a map yesterday that showed up from the 1930s, Germany, when they were blitzkrieging across Europe, and that was one of the areas that they headed for. And
right.
it showed Nazi Germany in control of that entire area where the Russians now are.
Well, exactly right. And, of course, it begs the question, you know, we shouldn't fall into the same sort of trap or the same deception as, well, this is really, you know, Putin only really wants this eastern part of Ukraine. I don't really believe that. But he's taking this step by step. He's not showing us the grand plan, but he certainly doesn't want to stop there because he wants to see how it goes. He wants to see what the West is going to do as well. So he's gauging all this very, very carefully.
Now, to Cheryl, she had a comment she sent to us, the first one up tonight. She sent an email message, and it says, Captain, the money spent giving a paid day off for federal holidays just seems to miss the point of it.
Yeah, very interesting. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's an interesting comment. I think most people, they just want the pay. Well, see, some people, what they do is a lot of these jobs, government jobs, they actually work on the day off, and they wind up getting what's called double pay and a half.
Right, exactly.
I used to do it myself when I was in the fire service.
Mm-hmm.
All right, well, hold the thought there, Kyle. And ladies and gentlemen, and Mr. Phone Caller there, you hold the thought too, because we're coming back with more here on the Captain's America Third Watch. And it is a Tuesday, and I believe you know what that means. When we tell you it's a Tuesday here on the program, so here we go.
Hi, folks. It's Tuesday, and that means it's time for Lunch with the Captain at Ocean Barbecue in Tampa. Join Captain Matt Bruce from 11:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. for great conversation.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
The first 10 amendments to our country's Constitution were adopted in 1791. The first of these broadly protects the rights of free speech and free press. Free speech means the free and public expression of opinions without censorship, interference, and restraint by the government. 231 years later, free speech across America is under chronic and insidious attack. GCN is under attack. Your freedom is currently under siege from those who do not want you to know the truth. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to continue telling you the truth. Would you like to join us? If so, please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com. From there, you can learn more about what's happening. You may click follow, share, give, and pray. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Hi folks, it's Tuesday, and that means it's time for Lunch with the Captain at Mission Barbecue in Tampa. Join Captain Matt Bruce from 11:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. for great conversation, great people, and of course, great food. That's Mission Barbecue on West Waters Avenue, east of the Veterans Expressway in Tampa. Come on out and see the captain. We'll see you there.
All right, thank you very much, Kyle Warren. And don't forget to check out my friends at MyPillow.com. Heard from them yesterday. And, of course, they've got a promotion going on. I've got it up on my Facebook pages. It happens to be the sheets, $39. The towels, $39 for the set is what they're putting on sale right now. And you can go over to MyPillow.com, take a look at that. Remember, the promo code is always going to be CAPTAIN. The promo code is going to be CAPTAIN. And the phone number to call, if you want to talk to a real-life person, is 800-641-5459. That's 800-641-5459, promo code CAPTAIN, MyPillow.com. Take advantage of the towels that they have there. $39.95 is all it costs for them. All righty, back to Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
All right, we have Mr. Mike from Clearwater on the telephone here. So, Mr. Mike, what's up?
Good morning, Captain. I eagerly await the day when Kyle will join us at Mission Barbecue. Hopefully that'll happen at some point in the future.
Well,
but Kyle,
that'll be when he can afford to pay the jet fuel to get here.
Well, yeah, at these prices, I mean, my God. But speaking of that, all kidding aside, Kyle, I was thinking the other day, and I was thinking to myself, you know, we're really in a bad place because we have runaway inflation. We have rents are ridiculous, the prices, the gas is ridiculous, the food is ridiculous. Now you throw the possibility of war on top of all this, and prices for these things are going to shoot up like a rocket to levels that are just going to be unheard. I mean, I've seen things that say gas could be as high as $7-$8 a gallon, and I'm like...
It already is in Europe.
But they do it by the liter, so it's a little bit different.
It won't be that high here, though, Mike, because we don't.
Right.
Yeah, go ahead.
But here's the thing, Kyle. You know, all of these are coming together. And, you know, when people get desperate, when people's situations get to the point where they don't know if they're going to be able to pay their rent, so, you know, they're scared they're going to be thrown out, they don't know if or when their next meal is coming, you know, you're going to start to see people just say, well, the heck with it. And that's when you go out and people pretty much become like animals and you have total societal breakdown. And, you know, Kyle, I'm scared. What do you think? Do you think we're headed that way? Because I sure hope not, because this is a whole bunch of nasty things are coming together to create a big hurricane, if you will, and I don't want no part of it. So what do you have to say? Thank you so much.
Okay, go ahead, Kyle. But when it comes to oil, our system is set up a little differently, thank God. By the way, how many gallons are in a barrel of oil?
How many?
Do you know?
I don't know offhand, no.
33.
Okay.
Okay, it's not as big as a 50-gallon barrel. That's why the prices are set up differently because of that.
Well, exactly. Well, you know, I appreciate what Mike is talking about. I think a lot of people have a similar kind of uncertainty, and that's completely understandable. I think we all do to a great degree. We know that for one thing, I'll get this in here, right? Vice President Harris talked about how, you know, there's going to be energy, you know, is going to rise as a result of this. I hope that she understands just how much of an effect that would have. But thinking about that, thinking about the fact that energy prices could jump very significantly in a very short period of time if war it does in fact break out. You know, we talk about the sanctions that are going to be applied, but how about this? How about reverse sanctions? You know what President Biden should be doing? He should be saying, if the energy prices, go up, and of course they're already up, but if they're, you know, Americans shouldn't have to be suffering. So we're going to start drilling and drilling, and we're going to get back the Keystone XL pipeline. I know he's never going to say something like this.
He doesn't
but that's
dare.
What, no, exactly, because there's a stranglehold because, well, we can't even drill our own oil because of global warming or that particular faction or whatever it might be. And it's just going to put us in a very, very bad position very, very quickly. So we know what needs to be done, but unfortunately, we don't have the leadership in place to actually do it. And so there would be, I think, more economic suffering. And you know what? In terms of the society breaking down and so forth, well, that's exactly what they've been trying to accomplish with riots and uncontrolled immigration, illegal immigration into this country. They're looking to destabilize. So to them, it feels like all part of the plan.
Now, surprisingly enough, West Texas crude today starts out at $91.07 a barrel. It's down over $5 from where it was last week. Brent crude starts out at $93.54 a barrel. It's down about $5 a barrel from where it was last week. And the futures on oil start out at $104 a barrel, which is down $5 a barrel from where it was last week. As astounding as it is, I find that strange that oil dropped off that much.
Yeah, it is very, very interesting. We know that, of course, I don't think that it's necessarily a demand issue because I know every time I've gone out on the road, there's so many cars on the freeway, you can't count them anymore. So it seems like people are absorbing a lot of the higher prices because they got to get somewhere. But I think there is going to be a tipping point. When you talk about, like, for example, here in Southern California, I think the average price is like $4.79 a gallon for a regular in the L.A. County area. So when that goes past $5 or $5.50, you know, what is the tipping point where people start to really make a change? And if it's, and let's just say it did rise significantly because of actions in between Russia and Ukraine, people stop driving. Please.
You have a tax. You live in a state where you have a sliding tax. It's based on a percentage. The higher that the oil goes up, the higher the tax is. And there's about half the country that operates that way, and that's how they screw the people. Instead of being like 20 cents a gallon or whatnot, it may be 20%. They use a percentile, which makes it even higher. But we're going to get into our truckers' freedom, the people's convoy story for the night here. So you ready?
Yep.
Breaker 19. This here's a rubber duck. You got a copy on me, Big Ben? Come on. Yeah, 10-4, Big Ben, for sure, for sure. By golly, it's clean, clear to Flagtown. Come on. Yeah, it's a big 10-4 there, Big Ben. Yeah, we definitely got the front door, good buddy. Mercy sakes alive, looks like we've got us a convoy.
Yeah, we got us a convoy, and I'll tell you what, it's coming. The People's Convoy is going to be starting out in a couple different locations. Trucks are now headed for out towards you, Kyle, at Adelanto, California, which we figured out yesterday was somewhere near San Bernardino, correct?
That's right, yeah. I think as they head towards Barstow, I think, as well, or starting off from there as well.
Well, they're going to be picking trucks up as they move along, because here's what they're going to do. They're going to start out at Adelanto Stadium, and then they're going to head for Kingman, Arizona. They definitely will be going through Barstow to get that way, and they will pick up, and by the way, they'll be on I-40, which is why they got to go through Barstow to do that, and they'll be picking up trucks, and they'll be picking up more trucks in Kingman, and then they're going to have another stop off in, Lupton, Arizona, so they'll have more trucks they'll pick up there, and then they'll pick up more trucks over in Glen Rio, Texas, which is another stop, Elk City, Oklahoma, which is just inside the Oklahoma line, maybe 20 miles or so on I-40. Then in Vinita, Oklahoma. Then over in Sullivan, Missouri. Then over in Indianapolis, Indiana, where we have got a couple of trucks that we know will be there. Then over in Cambridge, Ohio. Then in Hagerstown, Maryland. And then, of course, from Hagerstown, Maryland, their final stop, which will be day 11, which is Saturday, March 5th. Then they'll head into the Washington, D.C. Beltway area. Now, none of these trucks, Kyle, none of them are going into Washington, D.C. proper.
Right.
They're going to be out on the Beltway.
Mm-hmm.
And I think I know what they're going to do.
What's that?
Tie things up on the Beltway.
Okay, yeah.
That could be easily done.
Right. Well, it's going to be a significant impact, just that many trucks in a particular area.
I believe they'll have what's called a rolling convoy,
mm-hmm.
where they'll tie all the lanes up.
Well, exactly. And isn't it to coincide, I think, with the State of the Union address as well?
Yeah. But, again, they're not going into D.C.
Right. But it'll be concurrent with the news coverage of all that, that's for sure.
Yeah, and we've got some people riding along with there. We've got some trucks that'll be in the convoy, so there you go. And, John, okay, we've got one of our people listening to us on the Carnival cruise ship out of Tampa here. All right, how about that, Captain and Kyle? Sounding good in the Carnival breeze, which
all
left
right.
Cozumel late yesterday. All right, we'll get into all that when we come back here, folks. Don't go anywhere. The Captain's America Third Watch is coming right back.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
Fears of war breaking out in Europe has intensified as Russian President Vladimir Putin, in a carefully choreographed political event, moved to recognize the independence of separatist regions in eastern Ukraine. The pro-Russian leaders of the separatist group were shown on TV pleading with Putin to acknowledge their independence. That was followed by an hour-long TV speech that culminated with the signing of the recognition decrees. Canadian lawmakers voted to extend emergency powers to allow police to quell any potential restarts of protest blockades by those opposed to the COVID-19 restrictions. Prime Minister Justin Trudeau said the powers were still needed despite police ending a trucker convoy that blocked the downtown core of Ottawa, Canada's capital. Trudeau noted there were some truckers who might be planning further blockades. Wall Street was closed on Monday due to the holiday. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a 4-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once per year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Folks, it's Tuesday, and that means it's time for Lunch with the Captain at Mission Barbecue in Tampa. Join Captain Matt Bruce from 11:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. for great conversation, great people, and of course, great food. That's Mission Barbecue on West Waters Avenue, east of the Veterans Expressway in Tampa. Come on out and see the Captain. We'll see you there.
You betcha, and looking forward to that today, seeing a bunch of people there at Mission Barbecue for lunch. And also, this portion of the program brought to you by our friends over there, Relief Factor, Pete and Seth Talbot, the father-son team that run Relief Factor. Now, I gave a couple of packs yesterday of Relief Factor to somebody who was having some pain. And I told him, just take one now and take one probably about 4 or 5 hours from now and see what it does for you. And the first one didn't do much for him. The second one, when he took it, his pain was gone. So, bingo, worked for him. And he was having a bunch of muscle issues from doing a lot of walking and whatnot over the weekend. So, that helped him out. Now, this is what happens, and it doesn't always happen this way, okay? In order to make this work right, you have to take it and get it in your system. And then it starts to work. And usually it takes a couple of days or more. It all depends on how bad off you are and whether or not the natural ingredients that are in Relief Factor, which happens to be turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3, gets into your system fast enough to do what it needs to do. Now, of course, this is all 100% drug-free. It's 100% botanical and fish oil product, which is good for you. And it just works. I've been taking it for 7 years. I don't know what to say other than to tell you the truth, and that is it works. $19.95 is what it costs for the 3-week quick start. And you get that by going to the website they gave me, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. One more time, relieffactor.com/captain, $19.95 and a 3-week quick start. Give it a try because, after all you have to lose is pain. Right, Kyle?
That's exactly right.
By the way, some sad news to report. We lost one of our characters on television, if you will. He had been on Fox Television for a long time. He also had been on CNN for a fair amount of time. And I want to say he was on MSNBC, too, for a short time, and that was Bob Beckel.
Yeah, I saw that Bob Beckel had passed away. He was 73
yep.
years old, and, you know, I liked Bob Beckel. You know, I thought that he always – I thought he was a good TV personality, broadcaster. You know, he had kind of the liberal point of view, of course. He was a Dem strategist and so forth, but I thought he was always – it was always interesting to hear, and I'm just sad at his passing. I'm condolences to his family, obviously.
Yeah, he was a very good friend of Sean Hannity's.
Yeah.
Yep, yeah. Because he used to come out and banter with Hannity.
Well, exactly. And it's the idea of, you know, you can disagree without being disagreeable. And that's kind of what we lost here. So, again, yeah, I think it's very sad to hear the passing of Bob Beckel. I always enjoyed seeing him on television.
Now, a couple more things about the convoys, the truckers' convoys. Leaked Royal Canadian Mounted Police messages now show that officers were giddy over being able to crush the Freedom Convoy. And the leaked messages showed some elements of the Canadian law enforcement had zero respect for the Freedom Convoy truckers and the protesters that were included in there. And they acted as such. They just literally beat the you-know-what out of some of those people.
They did. We've seen the video of these things. We've heard some of the eyewitness accounts. You know, Captain, enforcing the law, as it were, isn't an excuse for sadism. It's not, you can't. I mean, it's terrible to try to take pleasure in being able to crush somebody else in that sense. And I will say this: what we're finding out is that it's okay to drag people out and hit them and this kind of thing,
and ride over them with a horse.
And exactly, as long as they don't have the right viewpoint that the government thinks that you should have. And that's a very revolutionary statement to make now in this day and age. Can you imagine, Captain, if protesters were there protesting something having to do with the right to have an abortion, or they were somebody else was there? They were and they cleared the streets in the same manner. Can you imagine the explosion in the media that would occur for something like this? They just don't have the right opinion. And this is what's very chilling about all this, is people have the right to protest, and they can protest what they want, they can say what they want, they can have their opinions, but we can't treat one side different than the other, say, well, you can drag them away like this only because they're a part of this group but not this other group.
And like I say, the Freedom Convoy is on its way, going to take its way to get there, or it's time to get there, arriving in the D.C. area around March the 5th. But the U.S. truckers plan to squeeze D.C. when they get there. Now, they'll have to find out what that means when they get there, but I have a pretty good idea what they're talking about.
Right. I think somebody described it as like being a huge boa constrictor. That's what I heard.
Yeah, you wrap yourself around your target, and then you just start squeezing.
Right, exactly. Well, but, you know, at the heart of the matter, of course, is that they're protesting the idea of the vaccine mandates. And, you know, Captain,
it's more
a lot
than
of
that.
Information, well, that
here in the United States, it's also about all the regulations that truckers have to come under.
Right, exactly. But in terms of what we've been seeing in Canada as well, we know that there's a lot of information that is just now coming out that was literally withheld from by the CDC that showed different aspects of the efficacy of the vaccine and these, how many people were getting sick and this kind of stuff, which is very, very relevant to all of this.
Now, I haven't heard from Lou Dobbs in a long time, haven't seen him on TV, but once in a blue moon since he was taken off Fox Business. But Lou Dobbs has backed Matt Gaetz's idea of having Jim Jordan run for the Speaker of the House and possibly become the next Speaker of the House. The only thing is he's got to get by Kevin McCarthy.
Well, that's right, and you know, it's very interesting kind of a speculation. But I think what will drive who might become Speaker of the House given the circumstances we anticipate right now, is just going to be, what's the nature of the red wave? How big is it really going to be? And what are going to be the issues just then when all this actually happens? Because things are changing in the world very, very quickly, and politics can change. I don't think the core issues, obviously, are going to change.
Well,
I think the red wave is still coming.
Here's the deal. In the House of Representatives, they only need 5 seats to flip.
Right.
There are 32 in play, of which the Republicans are leading in 26.
Exactly right. So we'll see. And of course, there's other politicking and things like that that would obviously go along with this. That's right. It would go along with it. And because what will the world look like in November of 2022? We have a pretty good idea. But like I said, things are changing so quickly, and anything can happen. And I think this is one of the things we've come out of COVID with, and that is some big thing happens and people just aren't that surprised anymore because they're accustomed to the weird now. It's the next thing to drop out of the sky.
Now, I sent you a story to look at, and I'm not sure if you had a chance to look at it or not, and I haven't. So I'm just going to read the headline. It says, "School makes politically motivated decision to turn down scholarship donation from Melania Trump."
Well, that's right. Now, this has to do with, I think it was a school where they did electronics or programming, computer science school, I believe. And it was founded in Silicon Valley, but then they had a campus in Oklahoma, and they were going to be working with the Fostering the Future Initiative or that particular thing. And Melania Trump wanted to donate money to them, and they decided that they did not want to accept that. Melania Trump, in response to a lot of this, has issued a statement saying that there's a lot of stories going on out there that look like she's doing something that is not good and this kind of thing. She doesn't like that. She doesn't think that donations to help especially kids should be met with political issues and so forth. So she's actually coming out swinging with a lot of this. And, but it's sad because, you know, people aren't getting the help that would be really beneficial to them just because it's Melania Trump.
Now, yesterday, Devin Nunes talked about the rollout of Trump's Truth Social. We'll have to talk about it when we come back. Let's see, won't be able to do it because you got the Trucker Sidewind Byron Report. But we'll start out the next hour with that Trump's Truth Social platform now. Hold that thought, Kyle. Folks, we're coming back with more to Captain America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere.
Hi, folks. It's Tuesday, and that means it's time for Lunch with the Captain at Mission Barbecue in Tampa. Join Captain Matt Bruce from 11:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. for great conversation, great people, and, of course, great food. That's Mission Barbecue on West Waters Avenue, east of the Veterans Expressway in Tampa.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen.
And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100 the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
This is Donna Fiducia.
And I'm Don Newen with Cowboy Logic Radio. When we're traveling the highways across America, we want to hear the captain, Matt Bruce, and his Truckers Highway and Weather Report.
Always on top of things to help America's truckers roll. That's why we listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with retired Captain Matt Bruce live at 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Be safe and keep it between the lines.
I've had a large in my past, bust my line, a couple beautiful girls tell me goodbye. Trucks break down, dogs run off, politicians lie, been fired by the boss. It takes one hand. Count the things I can count on. No, there ain't much man that ain't ever let me down. Long neck high skull beard never broke my heart. Like diamond rings and football teams are torn this boy apart. Like a neon dream that just don't know me. The parts in this guitar. And long we'll be right back.
Luke Combs, Beer Never Broke My Heart. What do you think there, Kyle?
I like that one. That's really good.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's why I played it. Nothing but the best. And by the way, that was by request for Jan. So, Jan, there was your song. Okay, Kyle, I'm going to just turn it over to you out there in the West. We got all kinds of weather. And my goodness, the weather map over in my end of the country is just going nuts. But go ahead.
That's exactly right, Captain. We got a lot of ground to cover out west, so we're going to go as quickly as we can to tell you as much as we can. We definitely got some wind chill factors up in the state of Montana tonight. Captain, Bozeman, Montana checking in at -7, Missoula checking in at 4 degrees. And as we head over towards Idaho and we head over towards to 4th of July Pass, we're looking at 11 degrees right there. So when they say wind chill, they really do mean it. Of course, that's also going to bleed down into southern parts of Idaho as well. We do have winter weather advisories in Wyoming. This is going to be in the looks like the Casper area, as well as you come down I-25, but then also going across I-80, coming out of Cheyenne, going west out of Laramie. Definitely got the winter weather advisory. And actually looking on the current radar map right now, you're definitely going to have snow there in Laramie going across I-80. Other places where we've got active snow on the road, if you're in Nevada and you're in the Reno area, you definitely got snow coming up I-80 going east. And that's so you're going to have that winter weather advisory all the way almost to Elko. So be careful of that. Now, Donner Pass, by the way, is at 21 degrees. It's snowing there as well. Now, we do have a storm coming in to California. It's definitely going to start bringing some rain, but also snow in the low elevations. So wherever you're going to be, especially in Southern California, you're going to have a lot of snow to deal with if you're in the mountains at all. So as we said, we've got a lot of different winter weather advisories to tell you about, especially if you're west of Denver right now, got a winter storm watch. So if you're coming across I-70 through Grand Junction, Glenwood Springs, heading towards Denver, you definitely got this in the offing. Likewise in Utah, coming up I-15, especially around St. George, we got snow going across the road there right now as well. Now, just real briefly, we do have a freeze watch in the Central California Valley.
All right.
Highway 99 and Interstate 5 from Bakersfield all the way up to Redding.
Okay, we've got a severe thunderstorm watch and warning right now for the southeastern corner of Oklahoma and about the western one-third of Arkansas right now. There is some severe weather. There are some thunderstorms coming out of the Metroplex, Dallas, moving in that direction right now. Could be some bad stuff in there with it, and I'm just telling you that's what's going on there. Now, let me go up towards the top and then work my way down. North Dakota, the southeastern corner of North Dakota, snow, lots of it. Blizzard warning right now across I-94 from Fargo to Bismarck right now. Blizzard warning. You got snow down below South Dakota. Again, very cold temperatures, zero single digits on down into Kansas as well. And over into Minnesota, Twin Cities North, you got a winter storm warning. Over into the western, northwestern part of Wisconsin, winter storm warning. General snow in other areas of Wisconsin as well as Iowa. Upper Peninsula of Michigan, you definitely have got a winter storm warning there as well. You've got some freezing rain and sleet mixture coming down into the northern part of Indiana and the northwestern corner of Ohio and the western part of Michigan. Then you've got rain. There's a very a weird patch of rain right now coming out of the northeast corner of Oklahoma, which is where that severe weather is. Because where it's warm, it's warm. Where it's cold. And that's right there along the line. And then the rain goes east all the way across Kentucky, all the way across Tennessee, southern part of Ohio, southern part of Pennsylvania, cuts across the western part of New York State. However, up in the upstate portion, again, north of Oneida Lake and up to Canada, and all the way across into New England, northern part of New England, you've got snow again tonight up that away. Gale force winds from Nova Scotia all the way down to Long Island. We have got some areas of fog from Pensacola along the Gulf all the way around down, let's see here, all the way down to McAllen. Son of a gun, all the way down to McAllen. So that's what we're looking at in terms of weather, folks, so be advised. Kyle, tell us about the pilot and Flying J.
Well, folks, as you know, with all these cold temperatures, all the snow, all the weather, don't forget to pull into the Pilot or Flying J. You can go to pilotflyingj.com. Use their locations function to find the Pilot or Flying J nearest you. And when you drive in, you can get a great hot cup of coffee. It's always brewed fresh. You're not going to find a stale cup of coffee at a Pilot or Flying J. You can also get something to eat, fuel up, of course. But when you do all these things, be sure that you're a member of the Drivers Club. You can join right there on site, or you can go to pilotflyingj.com, but start earning points on everything that you buy at Pilot or Flying J. Then you can track those points in an app called the My Rewards Plus app, where you're also going to be able to get some great offers as well. And you'll start earning points with everything, as I said, that you're buying there. Try this on for size. You definitely are going to start earning 4 points per gallon after just 6 fills. Try that with 15 with the other guys. That's pilotflyingj.com.
All right, and don't forget, folks, while you're over there, don't forget to get the fuel card, too, because you can save money on that, get your points that way, and it's a lot easier to keep track of things that way. You can also get your settlement checks, payroll checks loaded onto that, too, so you got all your money in one place, which isn't too bad of an idea when you're out on the road. You got your trip advance money and whatnot, your comm checks, you can get all that put over there, and it works. It works. That's all I can tell you. It works.
It certainly does. And, of course, you'll find great food. That's one of the great things, too, about the Pilot and Flying J's. You'll always find something good to eat, and people are going to be really nice to you.
And this time of night, the deli's working overtime because they got the bakery going.
That's right.
Yeah. But you can grab a great breakfast there, too. All right, Kyle, hold on. Folks, we'll be right back with more to Captain's America Third Watch Hour number 2 coming back here on a Tuesday. And we'll be right back for more. Don't go nowhere, no how.
More with Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, with Captain Matt Bruce on the Captain's America Third Watch right after this.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please, call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.